Crazy things come to my mind, and sometimes I say them. The other day, the waiter asked me, do you like your coffee black? And I said, well, what other colors do you have?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We live in a small town. It's great. I can get to our little airport in 3 minutes on a tricycle. It's a 4-minute walk to my office, or 3 hours on a unicycle. People are really nice here. We have one traffic light, I'm happy to report. Actually, it's just a blinking light that shows you where the four-way stop is. It's kind of a big deal for us, okay? But people are so nice here that it can take a while to get through the four-way stop. You'll get 2, maybe 3 cars backed up. It can be a nightmare, I'm telling you, because everyone is so nice. You go first. No, you. People wave. Is that you, Helen? Yes, it's me. Hi, Bob. I'm 3 cars back, and I'm thinking, let's go. I got stuff to do. Come on. Then you get a guy coming through with a tractor the size of something you'd use for a lunar landing. And he's pulling a manure spreader. And he forgot to turn it off completely. And you just snap. You come apart. You honk your horn. And you realize that everyone is staring at you. And everyone knows you in a small town. You're the author, the guy with that radio program. What is it? Oh, yeah, Laugh Again. What is his problem? So you wave and smile as if it was an accident. My hand slipped. Look at that. I honked. Well, whoops. Sorry. And they forgive you. They are that nice. When I was a kid, we decided where to go on summer vacations at a 4-way stop. Now, holidays of my childhood were truly memorable events, partly because of my father's poor sense of direction. We are the only family I know that ever left our little town and drove north to go to a destination far to the south of us. We didn't quite go to the Northwest Territories to get to California, but I'm telling you, it was bad. For the first while, we kids were too busy pinching and poking each other to care about where we were headed. But then we started to grumble and grouse. GPS was 40 years away, so my mother squinted at a map, sometimes several maps, unsure if she had them right side up or if we were on the correct continent at all. To say my dad was directionally challenged is like saying the surface of the sun could singe hot dogs. Come on, Dad, I'd say. Let me drive. But I was only 9. I think my siblings and I felt the way the children of Israel must have felt when God freed them from Egypt. After all the miracles he had done, God says, "Trust me, I'm taking you to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey." And then Moses took a left and headed toward the desert. I bet Mrs. Moses was squinting at the map saying, "Huh? We're not going to any promised land. We are headed to Cactus Corner. We have been rerouted." "I'll tell you how to get from here to there, Moses, my sweetie pie. Take the most direct route. You forgot your GPS again, didn't you?" But God seldom takes us on the most direct route, and he's seldom in a rush. Has life taken an unexpected turn for you lately? Job, relationship, illness. I want you to do something ridiculously radical. Because there's a verse tucked away in the book of Numbers, chapter 11. This is what it says. When the people complained, it displeased the Lord. I find myself in that verse. So do this with me. Let's get on our knees, not if we're driving, okay? But pray this prayer wherever you are today. God, thank you. You know what I'm going through. You've not forgotten me. Thank you for your provision in the past and your promises for the future. Thank you for unexpected blessings that will come as I leave the wilderness of grumbling and enter the promised land of gratitude. Amen. I think we'll find ourselves traveling a little lighter, don't you? A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.